Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring our Milwaukee baseball insider Adam McKelvey next. I was there this weekend taking in the 2-3 the Brewers took from Miami. Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
It's been a good morning. Alan and I get along pretty well. We do.
Well,
don't we, Alan?
Difficult to get. Tim Allen is so difficult, everyone knows. You can just tell.
You know what, though?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Alan's good, though, bashing you when you're not around. Right?
No, I wasn't bashing Adam.
Are you working at all later in the week? I'm sure I'll be hearing from people. Alan's wondering why you're taking a couple of days off.
Yeah, you're always taking off work, man.
Yeah. Well, that's not always by my own choice. I would like to go do every game, but I will actually miss the last two. Well, the last one here and then the one in that one game in Chicago. I have to go out to New York early and do some on-camera stuff, which is always a bad idea.
No. No, I don't bash you. Adam, I don't bash you. I bash Chuck.
Yeah, he bashes me.
Yeah,
I'm the guy who gets bashed.
Well, he should bash me, too.
No.
I'm doing this live Twitter show Wednesday night. I have no idea what it is. I don't even know what to wear. So it's going to be a huge disaster. Everyone should tune in.
Speaking of disasters, not that to that point yet in the rotation, Adam. But, you know, when you really think about it, you lose Chase Anderson, your ace. Junior Guerra is scuffling here a little bit. I'm mildly concerned about that, maybe a little bit more than that. Then it leaves you up to Jimmy Nelson, Zach Davies, and Matt Garza to get this thing done. How concerned are you with the rotation?
Oh, big time. That's the biggest concern right now for this team. It's morphed from all of us talking about the bullpen to none of us talking about the bullpen because it's been actually quite solid. Paulo Espino is not part of the mix anymore. He was not very good in his last two outings. Michael Blazek, I think, will be the guy up today. I'm pretty sure he's going to be activated here this morning. But, yeah, the rotation is a big old concern. They've actually been quite good. I was looking at the numbers again last night. They're 12th in the majors right now in staff ERA. The starters, I believe, are a tick better than that. So they've been, you know, as good or better than expected, but it's being tested now big time. It's really Jimmy Nelson is the guy you can count on, which is odd to say with how much we've talked about Jimmy Nelson, but credit him for, you know, look at his walks to strikeouts. He is a legit top major league starting pitcher right now. After that, there are huge question marks. Zach Davies is not the pitcher he was last year. Junior Guerra yesterday was 88-89. The split was good. The seven strikeouts were good. There was some damage control, but, I mean, he doesn't have that 96, 97 that he used to be able to go to when he needed to get ahead and get to that split. That is a gigantic concern what's going on with him. He is not the same last year either. And you know, Garza has been okay with his transition to being kind of a different style guy, but he's just not the, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to expect every time to go out and give you seven innings. So they're going to piece this thing together in the Chase Anderson spot. They do not want to just give it to Josh Hader right now, so it's Brent Suter today. I predict it'll be someone else next time and maybe someone else after that. And they're going to – that's the way Craig Counsell and David Stearns want to do this thing and just focus on not who's in the rotation, but just get out. When it's your turn to pitch, get out. That's kind of the way they're looking at this.
Yeah, I don't think these – I don't like that way of doing things. We all want outs, but the guys that they have trying to get outs for them, some of those guys aren't good enough to get outs. Why don't they put Hader in this rotation then?
Well, we went through that all yesterday with Craig Counsell and got to ask him question and follow up after that.
Yeah.
And look, the Counsell's answer, you can see it if you go follow through my my Twitter timeline because I posted the entire exchange so people could see it all. It's that they think they're making progress with this relief stint. They think he's very valuable in that role as a multi-inning lefty out of the bullpen. And they don't want to mess with it right now. And, you know, the obvious follow-up was, do you not think Josh is ready? And Counsell's answer was, we think this is the best way to do it right now.
You know, here's what I think is going to happen. This is what I told Alan a little while ago. Here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to go out there and get themselves a starting pitcher off somebody's scrap heap.
Well, that's easier said than done, you know? I mean,
they found Stephen Vogt.
Well, but that's a catcher. That's a 33-year-old catcher. That's not a starting pitcher. They're you know, Bartolo Colon is on the scrap heap, but I don't know. You don't see teams starting pitching is so valuable in this game still that you just don't see guys on the scrap heap. So I'm not, you know, that is a good idea, and it's certainly something they could think about doing. But I guess my question, if that's what they do, is a scrap heap starter better than Josh Hader? And if so, why? How?
Well, it's not.
You know, the other guy, Blazek, he's been starting. They're not really making him a starter, from my understanding, but they just had some starts that they needed, and he did really well at it. His last start was into the eighth inning at Colorado Springs. He's had two decent games at Colorado Springs, I believe. You know, he's a guy who could give you innings. You know, the one thing about Craig Counsell is he continues to try to divorce us from these ideas of starting pitcher, relief pitcher, closer, starting position player, bench player. And he really, I think, really legitimately wants to make this more nebulous than those roles. So I don't think he does not seem bothered one bit by piecing together a game today after kind of piecing together a game yesterday. That just doesn't, he's fine with it. And he even said going into the season, remember when they had too many starting pitchers and I was asking him about that, he said, we just might do creative things with our pitching staff this year. Well, here they are, and they're doing creative things with their pitching staff, and I just don't get the sense. I get the sense that all of us are bothered by, you know, Chase Anderson's going to be out 2 months. Why not just say you're going to bring someone up and give them a shot to claim that position? That's the way it always used to happen. That's just not the way the Brewers are doing it this time, and we'll see, you know, we'll be able to look back in a month and see, was this smart or was this, you know, overthinking a little bit?
Yeah, I think if Brent Suter goes out there and spins 7 1/3 of a three-run ball, I mean, I would imagine that has earned him the next start in Chase's slot.
Well, that's the thing, is there is the opportunity. There always is the opportunity for a guy to step up and grab it. So,
sure.
You know, Josh Hader might come out of the pen and give you three great innings today. That would be 8, I think, good mm-hmm. outings. I think he has 7 so far, scoreless. And he could very well end up being the guy, but he will have earned it. They're not just going to hand it to him. And just on Suter, I mean, you do have to somewhat adjust the expectation. I don't think he's going to give you 7 1/3. I don't think he's built up to the point where he's going to go 110 pitches today. But, you know, in St. Louis, you got him into the fifth and ran out of gas, but was really good up until that point. I think they'd love a game. You know, he gives them 4 really solid innings, 5 really solid innings. That would be absolutely tremendous to set up the rest of the game today. But I think, you know, Hader is available for multiple innings today. Suter, obviously, they hope will go multiple innings. Blazek can go multiple innings. So they're covered in terms of you know, covering this game, and then they'll do it again in 5 days.
Very good. Hey, Adam, we'll see you at the ballpark later in the week. Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
All right, there he is, Adam McAlvey, our insider from MLB.com and Brewers.com. He thinks it'll be Blazek in, and I don't think that that's a bad idea. I think you give him a start. If it doesn't work out, you can always shift him to the bullpen.
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.